Okay, guys, here we are. We're going to talk about the concept of deep practice. I first heard about this concept through the book The Talent Code, which is a particularly entertaining examination of the idea that talent is not necessarily a magical gift bestowed upon you in the womb. Talent can be created through your environment and with deep practice. This is not to say that some people aren't more gifted, it just means there's hope for the rest of us. Okay, it's time for science talk. Every time you challenge yourself, intellectually, emotionally, physically, you increase the amount of myelin in your brain. Myelin is an insulating sheath that surrounds nerve fibers, and the more you fire a particular circuit, the more myelin wraps around it. This means that particular circuits run faster and more efficiently. You're literally building express lanes for your brain, whether you're perfecting your tennis serve or writing a novel. Geniuses are people with more myelin. How did they get that myelin? Usually, they built it. But to be effective to build myelin, practice can't just consist of recreational noodling. If you're great at playing scales, hours of scales won't grow your talent. You must push yourself. This is where deep practice comes in. Deep practice entails finding that sweet spot where you're challenging yourself just beyond your limits, but you're not completely underwater. This is a state that's also known as flow. Coined by Hungarian psychologist, and I'm going to pronounce his name, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, I think. I had it at one point. Let's just call him Mihaly. Flow is characterized by full absorption in the process of learning. When you're in flow or deep practice, you're so engrossed you can lose track of time and space. Flow has been described as something akin to a spiritual experience, but for now, we're going to focus on it in terms of learning. In order to be in flow, to build myelin, you need to work just beyond your limits. This means that errors are not only inevitable, they're necessary. They're good. You want to make mistakes. If you're never reaching, you won't be in deep practice, you won't build myelin, you'll stay just where you are. Challenging yourself means entering unknown territory. That's where the magic happens. Here is a quote from another book by Matthew Syed called Bounce, Mozart, Federer, Picasso, Beckham, and the Science of Success. The quote goes like this. Excellence is about striving for what is just out of reach and not quite making it. It is about grappling with tasks beyond current limitations and falling short again and again. The paradox of excellence is that it is built upon the foundations of necessary failure. Okay, I'm going to repeat that last sentence again because I want us all to just have it in our brains forever. The paradox of excellence is that it is built upon the foundations of necessary failure. Deep practice is, of course, different for each of us. When you figured out what's comfortable for you, I challenge you to move just beyond those limits. As you practice, you'll begin to recognize a glimmer of anxiety, even discomfort, as you enter unknown territory. This is where the magic happens. Explore this place. The important stuff I want you to take away here. Mistakes are good. The process is what counts. Have fun with not knowing what you're doing. Okay, time for a prompt. Write about something you've deep practiced in your life. It doesn't have to be intellectual. Car wheels? Backstroke? Whatever it is, write about that experience of deep practice and how it changed you.